The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Sorry about that. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, everybody. Appreciate you joining me here tonight on Off Limits. Thank you for joining me here on the show. We are talking tonight about several things. We're doing the randomness, or we're doing Brain Purge tonight, actually. And I'll make sure everything's coming through okay. I think it is. Let's make sure. Let's see. It's coming through. I hope so. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, testing, testing. Let's make sure it's coming through. I think it's coming through. There we go. Sorry about that. Sorry about the delay. Anyway, so tonight we're doing the Brain Purge show here on Off Limits. Thank you for joining me tonight. I think I've got everything set up properly, so we should be good to go. I did a test show earlier. But if you can't hear me or anything, be sure you can always tweet me or something. But I think I just tested it and it sounds to be like it's coming through. So, thanks for joining me tonight. Thanks, Nikki. Hi, Nikki. Thanks for joining me in the chat room there. I appreciate it. And anybody else listening, I appreciate you listening tonight. So, Brain Purge Show, for those of you who don't know, I've never been to a Brain Purge Show. If you're listening live, that's great because you can listen live on offlimitshow.com. You can hear me live broadcasting there right now on offlimitshow.com. You can go there anytime a show is live, listen there. You can also listen live at spreaker.com. You can also listen to me on iTunes by subscribing to the podcast there as well. The podcast has been having some issues for some reason. The past few shows I've done have not been working on iTunes, but for some reason they're broadcasting them, they're uploading, but they're not actually playing for some reason. So if you're having an issue with that, let me know. You can also always download the free Spreaker app for your iPhone if you have an iPhone. They may have one for Android, I'm not sure. And you can also listen to the show there. So, thanks for listening wherever you're listening and however you're listening. So, there's several things I want to talk about. But I want to talk about Big Brother, and I also want to talk about the show Scandal. First, I'll talk about Scandal because I have heard for a couple years now how good the show Scandal is. I've heard, oh my God, it's so good, you've got to see it, and it's getting all these awards and this clamoring, people talking about how wonderful it is. And I just was like, oh, God, I don't need to see another fucking show. I don't need another show to watch. I've already got my DVR, like, exploding, you know, with all the shows I record every week and have to watch and make time for. And so, but a few days ago, I was bored, and I watched the first episode of Scandal on Netflix, and now I am hooked. It is an amazing show. If you've never seen it, definitely check it out. It's really, really good. So I love it. Kerry Washington's awesome on the show. It's a really smart show and really well written, and love it. So now I'm on season 2, and season 3 starts in a few weeks. So I'm trying to catch up before the new season starts. So anyway, love the show if you haven't seen it. Check it out. So Big Brother. So as you know, I do watch Big Brother, and I have for years, and I'm a big fan of the show. I don't know if you're aware, you know, for those of you who are listening, that if you have Time Warner Cable, in which 3 million or 35 million people in this country have. Hey, David, thanks for joining us, the chat room. If you have Time Warner Cable, then you no longer have access to Big Brother or to Dexter on Showtime or Cinemax or some local channels as well, including CBS. So I can't watch it. So I've been watching it on – I subscribe to the season pass on Apple TV so I can watch it the day after it airs. So I'm a day behind all the time. So right now I'm a day behind. I don't know what happened yesterday or Thursday night. So don't tell me if you're listening in the chat room. Don't tell me what happened if you watched the show. But the last thing I saw was that Andy won the power veto, and he's also head of household, and he kept the nominations the same. So that's the last thing I saw. So I haven't seen tonight's episode yet because it hasn't aired yet on Apple TV. So, yes, I do have an Apple TV, David. I've had an Apple TV since it came out. I actually have the very first Apple TV. I still have that one. The very first one is much bigger than the ones they are now. And I still have that one in my bedroom, but I never use it because it doesn't really do everything. So I'm going to use the one that I have in the living room, put that in my bedroom, and get a new one for the living room actually next week. So anyway, yeah, I have an Apple TV, and it's awesome. Love it. And you can also watch Hulu on there. That's also how I watch Scandal, since the first season of Scandal is on Netflix for free, but it's not on – the second season is on Netflix. So I watched the first season on Scandal on Apple TV. I mean, not Apple TV, Netflix. And then I watched the second season I'm watching right now on Hulu on my Apple TV. So anyway, it's awesome. Yeah, the big white one. I have the big white one, the silver white one or whatever. I have that one still. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. It's supposed to be brick, really just sitting in there now. But anyway, but I'm a big early adopter of stuff. But anyway, so Big Brother, I'm pissed off because the people are that I don't want to win are winning. And I cannot stand, for the life of me, I cannot stand Amanda. She fucking sucks. I have all those too, David, but I would never watch. David says he has Hulu Plus, Netflix, HBO Go, and ESPN Watch. Well, I have absolutely no need for ESPN Watch. I have because I'm not a sports person, except for tennis, which I love, Wimbledon and that kind of stuff, and U.S. Open. But Hulu Plus, Netflix, and HBO Go, yeah, I've got those on there. What was I saying? So as you know, there's been a lot of crap going on with I've got a thing here happening. Hold on. I gotta respond to something that just happened on Skype real quick. I just saw this. Okay, sorry. So anyway, sorry about that. Anyway, yeah, please don't spoil it for me because I don't want to have my show spoiled because I love Big Brother and Michael loved Big Brother too. And we don't, when the After Dark is on, I never watch that because even though I don't have access to it anymore, I don't ever watch it because I don't want to ruin the show. But I did one season and it just ruined everything for me because I knew it was going to happen already for the most part, except for the live taping. But anyway, so I want to say that about Scandal and Big Brother. Because it was something I want to say. So next, I want to talk about viruses on the Mac, because I'm going to talk about several things tonight. Viruses on Mac, I want to talk about Geminis, because something came up about that at Darling Nikki and Bye Bye Five show earlier today, and the Russian boycott, as well as trolls and cyber harassment. That's what I'm planning to talk about on my show tonight. As well as whatever else comes up, if anybody calls in, you want to talk about anything, you feel free to call in. By the way, the call-in number is at the top of the show page. If you're on the show page, which is the Brain Purge page and not the actual where is it? The actual Off Limits show page, actually. Where the fuck is it? It's on there somewhere. If you go there, where is it? Wait, Brain Purge. Oh, there it is. So if you go to Spreaker.com/show/brain purge, then you can actually see the number at the top of the screen. 214-377-0481 is the number to dial. You can also use Off Limits Show to dial into the show as well. So there you go. Okay, so going to take a quick break, come back and talk about several things that may be of interest to you. We'll be right back after this. If I can remember what to play, let's see what I'm going to play next. Okay. All right, so we are back. There we go. Sorry about that. Okay, so let's see here. Why am I still hearing this? There we go. Okay, hopefully this will cut off in a second. I don't know if you can hear me or not. Hello, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Hopefully you can hear me. I don't know if you can or not. It always has a delay right after I stop the music. I don't know if you can actually hear me or what the deal is. So hopefully you can. Let's see. There we go. There I am. Sorry about that. There's always a delay when I end the song, which is so fucking annoying. I don't know what I'm doing wrong about that. I didn't used to have that issue, but it seems to still be there. Anywho, apparently I've been giving out the wrong URL because I've been giving the URL for the show page instead of for the why am I still hearing myself? Oh, that's why. Okay. Because I'm actually giving out the wrong URL for the show page. I've been giving out the wrong one. I should be giving out the show URL, not the user URL. So anyway, you know, still learning. Anyway, so thanks for joining me here on the show. It's going to be a short show tonight. Just wanted to say a few things about a few things, though. So next thing I want to talk about are, real quick, just viruses on Mac, because I found out through – I host about, I don't know, 20 websites, okay? I have 20 websites because I have various businesses and I have personal websites as well, and I host them all on my own through a provider. And the provider who hosts them for me on their servers and stuff, right, and I pay every month for the server space. And so they told me – so I had an issue yesterday with one of my sites, and they said that I have to escalate it, look into it, and see what the problem is. And so I looked into it, and it was they said that the issue was caused by a virus, and I needed to check my emails and check my computers and everything else for viruses. So I have a Mac. I've had Macs since I was – well, since 2000. I've had Macs for 13 years. I've been using them exclusively for 13 years. And I have never had a virus, literally never had a virus until recently, until now, really, this last year, I guess. And the reason is because before Macs were really off the radar for most hackers and people trying to send out viruses and stuff because most people targeted PCs. But the prominence of Macs now and the growing popularity has put them on the radar. And so now people are beginning to attack Macs just like they attacked PCs. People always said, you know, well, Macs don't get viruses. Well, they can get viruses. It's not that they couldn't get them. It's just they were rarely targeted for viruses. So anyway – so I did this. I downloaded a virus, Norton virus or whatever thing, Norton or McAfee, it was Norton, I think. Anyway, I downloaded it and put it on my computer, one of my laptop, my other computers, and my main computer had over 100 viruses on it. It was 100 something viruses. I was like, fuck. And they were like backdoor viruses where somebody can come backdoor and get through without you ever knowing it and having access to your computer and your financial information, your username, all that kind of stuff. So, plus, I didn't have my firewall turned on, which I have turned on now, which is stupid. But anyway, so I got that taken care of. Hopefully, that's going to fix it. I have to delete them all and everything, and it'll be okay. What I want to talk about mainly, though, before I get on the other stuff, the fun stuff, is I want to talk quickly about cyber harassment and trolls. Because, you know, I've been a user of the Internet, as I said before, since I was 14 years old, and the Internet since I was 14 years old, computers since I was 5. But 14 years old, I've been using computers over the Internet. And, you know, there's always been trolls on the Internet, even in the beginning of time. So, you know, I remember when I was on Prodigy or AOL or whatever in the very beginning of the Internet age when I would encounter people who were quote-unquote trolls. And so what is a troll technically? Well, it defines a troll as this. In Internet slang, a troll is a person who sows discord on the Internet by starting arguments or upsetting people, by posting inflammatory, extraneous, or off-topic messages in an online community such as a forum or a chat room or blog, either accidentally or with the deliberate intent of provoking readers into an emotional response or of otherwise disrupting normal on-topic discussion. So I'm sure those of you who have been around the Internet, especially if you've been on Blog Talk Radio or you've been on even Spreaker or you've been on Twitter or you've been on Facebook or whatever, in the chat rooms or forums, you've encountered trolls. I am so sure you have. And to me, they just are really the lowest of the low, the lowest, you know, the scum of the earth kind of people. And I have a lot of experience, unfortunately, with them and trying to, you know, get a rise out of me or whatever. And what I did on my show essentially was just when I had my show on BTR was just ignore them, and I would always just boot them out and just, you know, completely not entertain them in any fashion whatsoever, whether it was on the phone or whether it was in the chat room. And so I haven't had any issues on Spreaker yet at all. So fortunately, that hasn't been the case here at all. So hopefully I won't have an issue with them. But I think the people who are trolls and do it deliberately and really have a desire to just, you know, hurt people or to cause discord really have, I don't know, a chromosome missing or something. I mean, seriously, I don't understand people who do things like that just to hurt people. But unfortunately, the internet is full of them, and it's part of the gig. So if you're on the internet, especially if you're communicating on the internet, you're going to encounter them. And so the best way to deal with a troll is to just ignore them, and they will eventually go away. And that reminds me of cyber harassment. I wanted to talk about that because cyber harassment is, you know, basically harassing people over the internet. There's a lot of hosts on Blog Talk Radio, hosts on TalkShoe, hosts on hosts on here as well, on Spreaker that I've seen a few, not as much, that allow people in their chat rooms to just say anything, to do whatever the fuck they want, to have horrible, horrible names and, you know, their handles or whatever they're called, you know, their names they use on the internet that have the N-word in them or that have the F-word in them or whatever, or I hate faggots or I hate N-word or whatever. So, and they allow these people to stay in there and say that they're just, you know, there and they don't really agree with what they're saying. But they allow people to spread all this hatred and do all this trolling in their chat rooms, you know? And I don't understand that. So if you're not somebody who agrees with it, if you don't agree with what they're saying, whether it's racist or whether it's homophobic or misogynistic or anti-Semitic or whatever it is, if you don't agree with it, then why do you let people stay in there in the first place? You know, that's my question. I don't understand that because to me it's the same as in the real world. If you surround yourself with people who are bigots and assholes and liars and harassers and homophobes, then wouldn't you also be one? If those are the kind of people that you have to keep company with, you know? So I don't really do that, and that's why I've never done it. I've never entertained those kind of people. I've never allowed them to stay in my chat rooms or given them a voice, is the way I put it. I've never given them a voice at all or a forum to say the horrible things that they want to say, at least not on my show, because I think they have plenty of opportunities to say it, you know, elsewhere. And I'm certainly not going to allow them to do that on my platform. So to me, if you stand by and allow that to happen, you are complicit and you are part of the problem. So I'm you know, and there's plenty of trolls that we all know of from BTR, which I'm trying to escape here on Spreaker. And I've had an issue, fortunately, here. And I've ignored them, and that finally they're not coming after me anymore. And hopefully that's the way it will stay. So we shall see what happens ultimately in that arena. But I don't know if it's going to change or not. I just hope that what I really want to do and what I've always wanted to do on my show is just have a good time and talk to people and just, you know, have conversations about topics that I like to talk about. And not be bothered by all the nonsense that goes on other shows. Because to me, it does affect you. And people often say, oh, just ignore it or whatever. And yeah, the things people say are minor to some degree, but as a whole, as a collective whole, when that's a continual barrage of horrible things being said to you over and over and over and over and over and over again, and
hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.